Dozens of people are milling around a new art exhibit featuring some powerful images. Richard Avila is standing next to one of the dozen or so portraits hanging in the lobby area of the Ventura County Office of Education. As you look at it, you suddenly realize it's a self-portrait of the 17-year-old.
I just painted a picture of myself, tried to do artistically. I like the way my hair came out. My eyebrows were pretty lined in straight. Then we wrote a couple paragraphs about our lives, what we've gone through and how we've gone through it.
Avila has a determined look on his face in the self-portrait, as do many of the other works. The artists are all teens between 12 and 18 years old and are students at Gateway Community School. Many of them have had difficult home lives, have been in trouble, and for whatever reason have left their traditional schools to go to the county's middle and high school. Avila had a rough family life, living at various times with his grandmother, mother, and in foster care before ending up with his uncle. He admits it was tough at times, but says he now has a solid plan for his future.
I wanted to go to the Marines or to the Navy, either one, to either be a mechanic or a nurse. Yeah, I have a plan, but my first plan is to graduate, live on my own, start up a family.
Jamie Pollock Cisneros is a teacher at Gateway. She says the self-portrait idea to get kids to look at themselves was a stretch, but feels they really embraced it.
I'm traditionally a math and science teacher, but we've never done anything like a self-portrait because that's really hard. It's easier to paint like a mountain. They're kind of open to trying some different things, and so they did it. And then we asked them to write up a piece to go along with it that kind of tells maybe a story or something that they were comfortable sharing because they have amazing stories. But they're not always able, wanting to share it. And it gave them some pride in themselves.
Ventura County Schools officials say Gateway tries some different approaches. Its goal is to get teens back on track so they can finish their educations and have a better shot at having a good life.
Gateway is an alternative school that we operate out of the County Office of Education for probation referred and expelled youth. And we operate grades 7 through 12. We have a separate middle school facility and a high school facility located at the Camarillo Airport.
That's Ventura County Superintendent of Schools Stan Mantooth.
We want them to return to their original school district of residence. We put a heavy emphasis on social and emotional supports and positive behavior strategies. Events like this help build the culture of the school, so that they have their own identity and their own values and principles.
14-year-old Daisy Dominguez is another of the students exhibiting their self-portrait. It's an image of a young woman with reddish hair and a slight smile looking straight at you.
Tell me about this girl that we're seeing here.
Well, rough backstory, but still on her feet, you know?
She's a fighter?
Yeah, in many ways.
Where do you see her in, like, maybe 10 years? If everything goes the way you want it to go, what would she be doing? What would her life be like?
Well, I plan to become a hairstylist, probably have my own salon, beauty salon and everything.
The images and the written narratives along with them say powerful things about the experiences of these teens, with many of them survivors of dysfunctional home lives or violence. The hope is that giving these kids a new outlet to express themselves will be another step towards getting them back into their schools, completing their educations, and hopefully moving past the difficulties that they've faced in their lives. In Camarillo, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.